day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Semler Scientific second quarter 2018 financial results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions for how to participate will follow at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, please press star then zero on your touchtone telephone. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. Before we begin, Semler Scientific would like to remind you that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements. Such statements can be identified by words such as may, will, expect, anticipate, estimate, or words with similar meaning, and such statements involve a number of risks and uncertainties that could cause Semler Scientific's actual results to differ materially from those discussed here. Please note that these forward-looking statements reflect Semler Scientific's opinions only as of the date of presentation and undertakes no obligation to revise or publicly release the results of any revision to these forward-looking statements in light of new information or future events. Please refer to Semler Scientific's SEC filings for a more detailed description of the risk factors that may affect Semler Scientific's results and these forward-looking statements. Now, I would like to introduce Doug Murphy-Katorian, CEO of Semler Scientific.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining the Semler Scientific second quarter and first half 2018 financial results call. Semler is an emerging growth company that provides technology solutions to improve the clinical effectiveness and efficiency of healthcare providers. Our mission is to develop, manufacture, and market innovative products that assist our customers in evaluating and treating chronic diseases. We believe that our technology and software solutions enable our customers to identify when preventive care options are appropriate and to intervene before events like heart attacks and strokes occur. Today, we report continued revenue and profit growth. Please refer to the financial results that are described in the press release, which was distributed this morning. For the quarter ended June 30th, 2018, compared to the corresponding period of 2017, revenue was $5,484,000, an increase of $2,906,000, or 113%, from $2,578,000. Operating expense, which includes cost of revenue, was $3,949,000, an increase of $817,000, or 26%, from $3,132,000. Net profit was $1,453,000, an increase of $2,303,000 from a net loss of $850,000. Analyzing the expense categories and earnings in the second quarter of 2018 as a percentage of quarterly revenue, cost of revenue was 12% of quarterly revenue. Engineering and product development expense was 9% of quarterly revenue. Sales and marketing expense was 32% of quarterly revenue. General and administrative expense was 18% of quarterly revenue. And net profit was 26% of quarterly revenue. Earnings per share were 24 cents per basic share and 19 cents per diluted share. As of June 30th, 2018, compared sequentially to March 31st, 2018, Semler had cash of $2,009,000, an increase of $1,590,000, primarily due to cash provided by operations from the increase in net income, as adjusted by certain items such as accounts receivable, which decreased $527,000 as collections were more timely, exercise of warrants and options, which provided $150,000 in proceeds. In addition, cash was partially offset by repayment of the principal and interest on notes due, amounting to approximately $316,000, the purchase of inventory and capital expenditures of about $208,000, and the reduction in accrued compensation of about $55,000. Our quarterly report on Form 10-Q will include our cash flow statement and more discussion of our cash and liquidity. In the second quarter of 2018, all of the growth in licensing revenue came from new installations. Some of these installations were with new customers, and others were expansions of orders with previous customers. We don't report the specific numbers of each. Most of the revenue from usage fees during the second quarter came from established customers due to more systems in the field and higher rates of usage per system. In the second quarter of 2018, licensing fees accounted for 73% of revenue, while usage fees and supply sales accounted for 27% of revenue. In comparison, during the first quarter of 2018, licensing fees accounted for 83% of revenue, while usage fees and supply sales accounted for 17% of revenue. In 2018, we expect revenue to continue to grow due to the increased numbers of installations, more usage fees, and recurring revenue from the licensing business. We continue to strive to achieve additions to our customer base and to expand orders from existing customers. We expect operating expenses will increase from quarter to quarter in 2018. As we stated before, it is our intent to grow revenue at a faster rate than expenses and to remain profitable. If we are able to control operating expenses in this fashion, we expect that 2018 will be the first full year of profitability in the company's history. For the quarter ended June 30th, 2018, earnings per share were calculated using a basic share count of 5,982,711 and a diluted share count of 7,534,846. Net income grew 106% sequentially from the first quarter to the second quarter of 2018. Now, as previously stated, we do not give formal guidance. However, we are intent on continuing revenue growth and maintaining profitability during 2018. We believe that we will meet remaining debt repayment obligations and other liabilities using anticipated cash generated from operations. Current note obligations and accrued interest total approximately $2.1 million. There is no plan to raise additional capital this time. We reserve the right to change our financing plans as opportunity or need arises. Our goal is to further establish QuantaFlow as a standard of care in the industry. We believe that the market for vascular disease testing is large relative to our current market penetration, so there's room for anticipated growth. We think Semler Scientific is well positioned in this healthcare market because, number one, we deliver cost-effective wellness solutions for the care of patients with chronic diseases. Number two, we may improve health outcomes for patients by identifying those who benefit from preventive health measures. And number three, we provide economics that work for the providers, the facilities, the health insurance plans, the government, and the patient. To conclude my prepared remarks, we believe that 2018 will be a record year for the company in terms of both financial performance and the number of patients being tested with our products. I thank you for your interest in the company and your continuing support. And now, operator, please open the lines for questions.
Thank you. If you have a question at this time that you'd like to ask our speakers, please press the star, then the one key on your touchtone telephone. If your question has been answered or you wish to remove yourself from the queue, please press the pound key. We ask that you please mute your line once you've asked your question to prevent any background noise from coming through. Again, that is star then one to ask a question. Our first question comes from Brooks O'Neill with Lake Street Capital. Your line is now open.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, Brooks, I can hear you. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Doug. So, tremendous quarter. Obviously, I have a ways to go to figure out exactly how well you're going to do, but I'm committed to working on that.
Great.
Yeah. So I guess my most basic question is a general one. As it relates to, can you give us any estimate of your penetration of your existing customers today? I mean, what I'm asking is, do you think you're 5% penetrated or 95% penetrated with your existing customers? And then maybe you could talk just a little bit about where you think you are in terms of the overall market.
Sure. Well, we don't give guidance. From a market share basis in terms of the number of patients that are in the market that presumably need to be tested every year, we have felt that we're perhaps 2% penetrated. There are about 65 million people, according to the criteria that the American Heart Association and American College of Cardiology have established, that would be Americans who might need the PAD testing with the QuantaFlo device on an annual basis. We have a large number of customers, or a number of customers who are very large, and they represent a good percentage of that 65 million. So, in essence, we're not very penetrated with the individual customers either. And so I don't care,
yeah.
I can't give you an exact number on that because
no,
that
no, I get it.
But just to give you an idea, I think there's plenty of room to go in this marketplace.
That's phenomenal. And could you just talk a little bit, I know you probably don't want to talk a lot about it, but just talk a little bit about what some of the things are you're doing to try to increase penetration. I happen to be at a meeting in New York right now where we're talking about peripheral artery disease and the incredible incidents out there. What are you guys doing to increase utilization of QuantaFlo? Because I think it's an amazing test.
Well, thanks so much. I think at this point, we actually don't spend a lot of money or time on marketing. We have good connections with our customers who have used the product, many of them, for several years, and they know what the clinical utility is. They've got data, which is corporate data, not shared with the public, which we believe speaks to the clinical utility of doing such a screening program in terms of improving outcomes for their patients. So I think that the big driver is that many of these larger groups, health insurance plans that we're working with, or home risk assessment companies, they get it, and because they get it, they're going forward to bring it to the physicians that work with them and or to the patients whom they've been asked to test. So from a standpoint of what we do, there are some publications that come out, a couple of recent ones in some medical journals. We expect to see more of that. But the predominant thing we do is not to spend a lot of time marketing it, but really to satisfy the customer needs, make sure they understand how the test is working for them, and then we believe if patients are doing better and the economics are good, the growth will be there.
That makes total sense. Again, congratulations. Terrific quarter.
Thanks very much, Brooks.
Thank you. And our next question comes from Brian Marks with Zacks Investment Research. Your line is now open.
Good morning, Doug, and congrats on another fantastic quarter. Doug, I wanted to talk a little bit about where the growth is coming from, I guess. Do you see it as an expansion of the overall PAD testing market, or is it market share versus other technologies, or is it maybe a combination of both?
Well, I think mostly all of the growth in the licensing revenue comes from new installations. And some of these installations are with new customers, and others are expansions of orders with previous customers. We don't report the specific numbers of each, but we do have outgrowth both, as I said, in bringing in new people and or having our current customers expand within their organizations. Now, most of the revenue from the usage fees during the second quarter came from established customers due to their putting more systems and making them operational in the field with their nurse practitioners and other employees. And also, we're also seeing higher rates of usage per system with those current customers. Now, just because in the second quarter it came from mostly established customers, we do have new home risk assessment companies that have approached us or we would expect to start up. But, of course, we don't identify exactly who those are or how many. But we're seeing it come from both directions, as I said, the licensing side, new and old customers, and the not. If you take a look at this on a longer-term basis, because some of our customers are so large, I think that the established customers and growth within them may be the predominant growth force behind us in the next couple of years.
Doug, how much benefit, if at all, did the CMS's recent coverage decision on PET exercise therapy benefit you since it was implemented? I think it was implemented in the late spring of last year. And does that, assuming it benefits your business, is it more of a benefit to the HRA segment or the licensing segment?
That the support for exercise testing programs is obviously beneficial in general to our business, but I don't have a direct linkage or we have no real correlation that I can firmly say to you.
Okay. And then in terms of personnel and headcount, do you have any expectation to add headcount over the next 6 to 9 months?
Well, total company headcount as of June 30th is 39, which is up only a few from the previous number. We expect that headcount will grow in the future, probably in staff positions such as customer service field representative. So not expecting a lot of growth there, but there should be some.
Last one is on engineering expense. That was about, as you mentioned, about 9% of revenue, which is about similar to Q1, a little bit up from Q1. Do you expect it to remain right around these levels as a percentage of revenue?
Well, we plan to start up new projects when the current projects are completed, and the goal is continue to invest in new services and products to enhance the revenue growth. So R&D as a percentage of revenue, as you said, for the second quarter was 9%, for the first quarter was 8%. That's about the range that we expect to pay and spend now, unless opportunity arises, which we think we have to take advantage of. I would think that's the current plan.
Great. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, and I am showing no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the call back over to Doug Murphy-Katorian for any closing remarks.
Thank you, operator, and thank you, everybody, for supporting the company and also participating in the call. As always, we're available to speak if you have interest or other questions and that you were not able to answer or ask on the call today. We look forward to your continued support and hopefully a very good year. Thanks again, and we'll call the call to an end now. Thank you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude your program, and you may all disconnect. Everyone, have a great day.